This podcast has content of a disturbing and violent nature. Listener discretion is advised. Hi, welcome back to Lay Your Crime, a true crime podcast. It's Leona. This month's episode is an update to episode number 4, The Holiday Inn Fire in 1978 in Greece, New York. The sad thing is, there is no update. The fire remains unsolved. It has been 41 years, and there has still been no movement on the case. And sadly, it doesn't seem as if there's going to be any movement on this case. Unfortunately, there is just not enough evidence to arrest anyone, to charge anyone, to go to court for anyone. In 1978, a fire broke out in the Greece Holiday Inn, located on Ridge Road in Greece, New York. Greece is a suburb of Rochester, New York. 10 people lost their lives in that fire, and 34 people were injured. No one has been arrested for that crime. The crime was indeed deemed an arson. However, no real truth has been exposed about this fire. After the episode was posted, I was contacted by someone who said they were working close to the case, and that person disclosed that I had gotten the original origin of fire wrong. I had used in episode 4 the most common thought of or ideal spot, I will say, for origin of fire that I could find in researching the case. However, I was not privy to court documents, so I couldn't be exactly 100% sure that where I thought the origin of fire was indeed the origin of fire. I can also say that one of the groups that I credited, the 1978 Holiday Inn Fire group on Facebook, hasn't had the best reputation. A lot of the people who I was contacted by said that the people in that group didn't really know anything. However, I gleaned a lot of information directly from the photos posted in that Facebook page. There are a lot of old newspaper stories about the fire in that website or in the Facebook page. So I got a lot of information from those stories. I did a lot of blowing up the photos, screenshotting so I could see exactly what I needed to see. I didn't do any editing to make the photos clearer, as they were clear enough for me to read directly from the website, but I can say that I expanded them so that I can see them. So the information I gained in reference to stories from people in fire were directly from the Facebook page there. And that page did indeed help out just in general, because there were some people who had actually worked on the fire. Some of them are deceased now. But their comments and their input into the fire itself helped me also glean some information that I was able to use in episode 4, and got me a little better picture of what was going on in the fire. There were a lot of news footages available for me to view, just in general, that weren't the best in quality because obviously they were old, but they did indeed give me an insight, of course, into what the victims were thinking, what the survivors were thinking, and what the first responders were thinking. So that also too helped a lot. So while I did absolutely lean a lot on the Facebook page, they were not my main source as suspected. And just in general, it's very sad. 10 people have lost their lives. 34 people were injured. This crime is not solved. And unfortunately, the district attorney does not think that this crime could ever be solved. On November 20th, 2018, News Channel 8 did a 2-minute piece that I'm going to link in a second, that basically describes the sentiment of the case going forward.
We are just days away from the anniversary of the deadly Holiday Inn fire in Greece. News 8 opens up our archives with a look back at the fire and an update on the investigation. At 2:30 in the morning on November 26, 1978, fire broke out at the Holiday Inn on Ridge Road in Greece. Hundreds of people were inside. By the time this fast-moving fire was put out, 10 people were dead and the building was destroyed. Terrified guests told News 8 they barely had time to escape.
We smashed the window and get out.
Today, the scene of the fire is replaced by a restaurant, and the search for answers has never really ended. Nevertheless, News 8 has learned this case will likely never be prosecuted.
I never want to say a case is dead, but, you know, there's nothing that we're going to do with it going forward.
In 2011, Greece police reopened their investigation, which included allegations of arson and one suspect. In 2015, the case was forwarded to the Monroe County DA's office, only to be put to rest a year later.
We weren't able to really narrow it down and determine, you know, one potential suspect. So that was another hurdle. So we really didn't have a firm ID of who we would even, you know, pursue in a grand jury proceeding. And then on the other hand, we weren't even comfortable with the fact of whether or not we really have an arson.
We're disappointed by that decision, a little bit frustrated, but the case remains very much open.
Firefighters say this inferno started beneath a stairwell used for storage. Not long after the fire, an expert from New York City was brought in to help with the investigation and determined the fire was intentionally set. But that expert has since passed away, and according to prosecutors, much of the forensic science is outdated. The Greece police chief wouldn't comment on the evidence they gave to prosecutors, but he's not wavering. According to him, this fire was an arson, and the 10 deaths were all murders.
It's an open case. It's assigned to investigators, and it's being worked.
Never say never.
Was it arson or a tragic accident? For now, the Holiday Inn fire in Greece remains a mystery. One of the worst hotel fires in U.S. history. Greece Police Chief Phelan would not say who their suspect is, but when the case was reopened, Bud Phillips was reported to be a target of the investigation. Phillips retired from his job as Greece Ridge Fire Chief earlier this year. In 1978, he was a fire lieutenant, and on the night of the fire, he was off duty and driving by when he noticed flames coming from the back of the hotel. He has always denied involvement in the fire.
And unfortunately, this year, for the 41st anniversary of the Holiday Inn fire, there was little to no news coverage. The only reason why it was covered last year, because it was its 40th year. So this case has stagnated, unfortunately. Hopefully they will come up with some information. When and if they do, I will keep everyone posted. Until then, thank you for listening. I appreciate it. This is Leona. Until next time. For more info on today and every episode by the Lady of Crime True Crime Podcast, please visit our website at theladyofcrimeatruecrimepodcast.com or email us at theladyofcrimepodcast@gmail.com. Thank you.